Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Skarmus.
And I'm Baelis.
And today, I thought we would talk about some retro games, something we haven't really talked about lately as a topic. And since there's, you know, not a whole lot new going on with old games, I thought instead we maybe just chat about some of our favorite old retro games.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, let's just start with systems. What was your favorite console?
PlayStation 1.
I would have to agree with that. Although Nintendo...
The NES and the Super Nintendo, still.
Pretty close to it.
I mean, they had a lot of good games. Sega Genesis, another one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good games behind it. A lot of the new systems, their variety of games of all, you know, most of the new ones, they're just crap. If it's not, you know, a fighting game or a first-person shooter game, they don't give you a whole lot of anything else. You know, if it's not one version of Call of Duty or Battle, whatever, there's not a lot of variety.
Are you missing out on your JRPGs?
Well, not just that. There were a lot of really cool games, you know, with the NES.
Yeah.
That it's a classic example. They had role-playing games. They had fighting games. They had all kinds of different games. But they also had good puzzle games, too.
Racing games. Basically anything.
They had everything covered in a really good mix.
Well, that's easy to do when you have, between them and the Famicom, well over 1,000 games in the mm-hmm. library.
But the new ones, they're too busy planning on the next iteration of the machine that the games are... Let's crank out another Modern Warfare. Well, let's do Modern Warfare with this slant on it. It's still the same damn game. You just reskinned it, so now you're doing, instead of World War I, you're doing World War II. Or you're doing this, or you're doing this. Come on. Something other than fighting games and first-person shooters. And Destiny is not any different. It's still a first-person shooter game.
Well, but it's an MMO first-person shooter.
Yeah, but it just means it's a sucky MMO.
It's also not a retro game. So...
Yes, I know, but that's...
Okay, so we were talking about PlayStation 1. We both agree, probably the best retro system. Try and say that three times fast.
Yes, I know, and it hurts just to say that PlayStation 1 is a retro system.
It's 20 years old, man.
I know.
But, great system.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first system. I liked it. I'd seen our cousin's system, played a few of the games. I thought, okay, this is fun. My wife insisted we buy a PlayStation 1. Because she wanted to play Tomb Raider. I hate Tomb Raider. Never could get into that.
It was fun to... It's kind of like Grand Theft Auto. You don't really play it for the story. You play it just for something to screw around in.
Yeah, well, the controls. I just was not a fan of controls and whatnot. And
yeah, but how many of the games had really good controls then?
Some, but they were also very much enamored by the, we're in a 3D space, so we gotta screw with your camera.
Well, they definitely made sure you knew it was 3D with those pointy tits on her. I'm sorry, she could have hugged that T-Rex and killed it.
But, hey, at least it wasn't Resident Evil. I like Resident Evil, but not one of my favorite games ever.
Parasite Eve was better.
You know, I watched you play Parasite Eve. I never played it myself.
It was, for a horror game, it had a lot of a lot of good qualities.
Mm-hmm.
I never beat the game because I would always, you know, move on to the next shiny. But.
Oh, look, another Final Fantasy.
At the time, it had a lot of qualities that just made it fun to play. I mean, the cutscenes were awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, watching the carriage with the horse burst into flames and the horse is charging down the street while it's on fire. Sucks for the horse, but it was a cool graphic at the time.
Yeah. And so you said you don't really like fighting games. As a general rule, I don't either. I'm not very good at them. Anybody who's watched my retro video series, retro stuff, can tell you, I'm not good at fighting games. But I love Bushido Blade 2.
Never
for the PlayStation 1. Great game. It's not your standard fighting game in that, well, you know, you have a few characters to choose from, and you have a variety of different types of weapons, of ancient Japanese weaponry. Mostly swords, and different, you know, swords or polearm type weapons. And it's, you know, one-on-one battle, but the combat is unique in that it's not your standard, you know, run on Hadouken and whatnot. It's, you have different stances, you swing in, hit them in the arm, and now they can't use that arm. Maybe you get them low, hit them in the leg, now they're on one knee, and you, one hit, and you can kill them. One hit, if it's timed right and they don't block properly. It's very, very intricate. The graphics? Could be better. I've seen better on the PlayStation 1, but it is an extremely fun little game that I don't know anybody who else plays.
Not me.
I mean, I got both Bushido Blade games. I liked the original. The second one's so much better, though. But that's what's, I guess that's what really got me into doing fighting games. Even though I'm not good at it, I have huge fun because it's just you against that other character. The only fighting game I really don't like, Mortal Kombat. Makes me want to rip out what little hair I have left on me.
It's not much.
It's stubble. I shave it. I'm bald on purpose.
Keep telling yourself that.
I'm mostly bald on purpose. Anyway, point is, every Monday night I'm bald on purpose, that's for sure, and then I let it grow out. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Do we have to talk about the people that are follically challenged?
I'm staying out of it.
Uh-huh. All right. Anyway, you mentioned in the pre-show discussion that you're like some Final Fantasy.
Well, ever since the very first one, yeah. It, for what it was a great, fun game. It just, I don't know, it resonated, and I've been a fan ever since. Now, that's not saying that all the Final Fantasy games afterwards were good. Everybody has number 7 as, like, the Holy Grail. It's not bad. It's not great. I don't think it deserves the recognition that it's gotten.
I've actually heard 9.
I did enjoy 9.
It was pretty good.
I liked the story on 9 better. But it's just, I don't know. It's one of those things that Final Fantasy, everybody holds it up to be this amazing thing. The games are fun. Don't get me wrong. They're fun. But they're grind fests.
Sure.
And I don't deal well with, you know, you get halfway through the game and you have to just sit there and grind and grind and grind and grind and grind. 4 hours. Whether you're trying to get a certain weapon or you're trying to get to a certain level so that you can proceed, that's poor game design. But yep, that's not what we're going on about.
We're talking about games, though, from the 80s and 90s and whatnot. Can't expect a whole lot. I mean, I thought Final Fantasy II was a significant jump in quality over Final Fantasy I.
Well, it gave you a lot more options. The gameplay itself wasn't that much different.
the character train, whatnot. And just like where you get the jump up from Dragon Warrior 1, which I love the hell out of Dragon Warrior 1, played that many, 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 many times, but Dragon Warrior 2 and Dragon Warrior 3 and 4, each one got a little bit better. Just being able to go to the freaking stairs and not have to go to menu, tag down to stairs, and to use the stairs. You hit the stairs, you go up the stairs or down the stairs. Little things like that make a huge gameplay difference, though. The stories were always solid, though.
Well, yeah. It just... there are so many role-playing games out there that stood out. You know, the Shining Blade or Shining Force game. And the... oh, I'm trying to remember the name now. Legend of the Dragoon was another good one. I mean, there's a lot of just... I mean, classic games out there. From the PlayStation 1 all the way down to the NES. But there weren't just good role-playing games. I mean, anybody can who's played the original Tetris will agree that is the bar for every puzzle game that has come since.
Sure.
And I don't think there have been many, if any, that have ever matched that.
Yeah. I remember our sister.
Yes.
She would sit for 8 hours at a time and just play Tetris. Nothing else.
Well,
just
she also found that cheat that allowed her to jack the level up. So she started out at level 100 and she would still sit there and play the same game. 4 hours. The bricks are falling so fast that you can't follow them with your eyes, but she's doing it. I mean, autism or not, she is just rocking that game. And when she finally loses, because this was when, you know, games, they didn't have an end.
It just kept going.
It just kept going. Well, actually, no, Tetris did have an end, because if you got to level 50, I think it was, it ended, and you got the rocket and whatever, but she got past that and was able to just sit there and just, they just kept getting harder and harder and harder and harder until you finally died. But that's something that I'd like to see come back, you know? I know the retro games are making a comeback, and so you're getting it in that fashion, but a modern game that has that. And yes, there are indie games that do that. But you have to have a good game to begin with. Otherwise, that feature is a waste.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of these Kickstarters and whatever games. They say they're going to have this. Kind of like they also say they're going to have permadeath. Permadeath is not necessarily a good thing.
No.
I can tell you, there have been many games where I have busted my ass to get past a certain point, and then you get past that point, and you're going along, and something stupid happens, and you die.
Yeah.
That's when you say, fuck you, and the game goes in the trash.
Yeah. What's an obscure retro game that you would say is something people should really look for? If they're looking to get into a retro game.
Trying to remember the name of it. It was like Crystal Castle. That was just...
for what system?
It was for the NES, if I remember right. And then there was one, a role-playing game called the... I think it was the Seventh Saga.
Oh, yeah. I have tried that, actually.
It was a pretty badass game. I mean, the whole storyline, you pretty much knew by the time you got to the end boss who the end boss was and that he'd been playing the group from the start. because he wanted the crystals for himself so he could become the big baddie.
But still.
I just wish I could remember the name. It's I loaned the game to a friend of a friend, and they moved and took it.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
this is why you never loan anything out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. I was trusting and stupid.
Yeah, well, what happened?
Now I hate people, so I don't try. I don't loan things out.
Was that maybe Crystal Mines you were thinking of?
No.
I
don't even remember what game it was for, but or what system it was for, but there's been so many good games out there. Just, you know, you asked me earlier during the pre-show, which was my favorite system? And I said PlayStation 1 or NES. But, you know, come to think of it, I think I had more fun with the Genesis system.
Really?
It's called the Master System outside of America.
Actually, no, the Master System came before Genesis. You're thinking,
Well, it has some other name.
Yeah. Mega System or something like
Sega 32 or something.
No, 32X is an attachment to the Mega System.
All I know is it was known as the Genesis here, and I mean, that was where I was first introduced to Sonic the Hedgehog, and I think it was Toe Jam and Earl. And Lemmings, and there was just all kinds of cool games for it.
Shadowrun.
Well, that wasn't exactly a cool game, but it was an interesting game.
I enjoyed
Yes, my wife enjoyed the hell out of Shadowgate. But there, they had Shadowrun for it.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed that system more than any of the other ones. I think I played that more than any of the other systems we've ever owned.
Yeah. I always had a problem switching over to the Genesis controls. I was used to using the NES.
Mm-hmm.
And then later the NES. And then I basically moved on with a brief little bit of playing with Sega straight up to the PlayStation.
Well, I went from the Genesis to the PlayStation 2.
And it's like...
PlayStation as well.
The controls are just... I never got to the three-button controls or six that they had with the Genesis. It didn't work for me. Too many damn buttons on the right side.
And so the PlayStation was better?
PlayStation had four buttons, but they were in a diamond shape. It was easy to get to.
But then you had the finger buttons.
Oh, that wasn't a problem. I'm talking about the three and three.
Yeah, but you weren't ABC, using, one, you weren't two, using three. Most of them.
Yeah, but you had them and I would get them wrong. Oh, I don't like to sit there and look at my controller while I'm trying to play a game. I could never get used to it. Maybe it's just me.
But probably.
With Nintendo controllers and PlayStation or Xbox style controllers, I do much better.
Well. Play what you play.
True. Now, I'd like to go back a little bit. A game that actually predates all this, that I first played on the Commodore 64. Still one of my favorite games, although I suck at it. But then I suck at most games. Archon.
Don't remember it.
They do have it for the Nintendo Entertainment System. But I think the definitive version was always on the Commodore. Basically, it was chess, but you had monsters or knights and dragons and whatnot that you would send out in a rule similar to chess, but not quite the same. And if you ended up on the same space as an opponent,
you had to fight.
Very simple concept, really, really fun. Especially in all the different things you could pit against. You could send some things at the start. It was easy. You could take out their easy stuff with your badasses. And then they counter with their badass, and now you go from, oh, this was an easy win, to, oh, shit, I'm going to lose my dragon. And the AI, if you can call it, of course, we're talking a very old game, the AI on that game was ruthless. There was very little ability to... You had to be really damn good to beat it. If you're playing against another player, it was actually an easier game. At least in my opinion. I can at least beat somebody else. I have yet to win a game of Archon against the Commodore 64. I just think that they gave it... It always knows the ways to go. It's just, comes right after you. There's no any play, no room for error on its end. Which is good if you're really skilled, but if you're me, you're getting your ass kicked by a computer with 64 kilobytes of RAM. Most of which you couldn't use. Once the game's in there, you basically had to cram a game into it. Okay, it was better than being beat by my VIC-20. But still, you remember my old VIC-20.
Oh, yeah. I remember it. Yeah. You'd sit there and program the thing for 2 days just to play a game for 15 minutes.
I learned not to turn the machine off. So it wouldn't forget. And then a fuse went out on it. It was used. I didn't have a drive. What am I supposed to save the games on? Mom wouldn't buy me a freaking disk drive.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Anyway, it's all Mom's fault.
No, it's not.
She's not here to defend herself.
You did remind me of a game, though.
What's that?
I personally never been a fan of sports games.
Okay.
Except for one.
Which one?
I think the game was called Cyber League Base Wars.
Oh, I love base. And I was actually going to mention that.
The robot game. Players. I don't remember. You'd have your
Cyber
picture.
Cyber Series Base Wars.
You'd have your picture and you'd upload the cannon that he used for an arm. And then you'd have the catcher and the fielders. You could upgrade their catcher's mitt. So they were able to, you know, have a wider area of influence for when they were to catch the ball. And one of the best things is if it came down to a runner is heading for a base and the baseman gets the ball and they meet at the base, they have to fight. And the winner keeps the base. And it was always fun because, you know, you sucked at it, and I was able to kick your ass almost every single time.
I did not suck at it. I actually got pretty damn good at that game. I did. What I liked is that you had tracked robots, you had
the
bipedal
robots
and
yes.
Hover, and each had different aspects to them that were better. Like, the tracked ones tend to make better hitters because they were more stable. The hover ones I found to be better pitchers, and bipedal were better base runners. They were more agile.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little faster, but you could upgrade things and whatnot and make the best team possible. Plus, it had a really cool ability to name your own team.
It had a whole bunch of features that were ahead of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, naming your team, and then you'd fight through the league, and you'd go against, what was it, like 32 other teams?
Something like that, yeah.
It was a great game.
Yeah, I've actually played that on my Raspberry Pi-based system, and unfortunately, I can't play it with my Bluetooth controller, because there's a slight little bit of lag, but it's enough that you can't get a good hit. You have to play it with a wired controller. Which is fine, but I don't want to sit that close to my TV to play it. So I generally will play that on my RetroTop system instead, my laptop. But great game.
Nowadays, the graphics are so simplistic. And I mean, the gameplay is nothing compared to the games they have now.
Sure.
But at the time, that was a lot of fun. Kind of like the old Double Dragon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Me and a family friend stayed up one night ridiculously late and beat the game. There was no rhyme or reason to it. We just got on a roll and couldn't stop playing because we'd never been that far into the game. Because usually with Double Dragon, you don't get very far before you end up losing and have to start over. But we just, for some reason, beat the game. It was a crown achievement. If you can, you know, say that's, you know, a good thing. It sounds kind of sad to me, but still.
No, what was sad is my staying up all night when we used to live together. And I played, what was it, Castlevania 2?
Yeah.
All the way through. I was like, I beat this damn thing. I've never played it since. That's right. It was Salmon's Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I loved the game at the time. I was completely worn the fuck out on it now. No, thank you. I don't want to see those goddamn bobbly freaking Medusa heads ever fucking again. Anyway, that's probably good. Any other games you'd like to mention before we go?
Well, the Super Mario series. I mean, come on. They just steadily improved every single game.
Sure.
Adding new features, adding new levels, adding new things on a regular basis. That's one of the reasons it's been as popular as it is. And then, you know, the Mario Kart series.
Now, that I will get on because Mario, I'm not a big platformer, despite the Castlevania thing. Maybe that's because of the Castlevania thing. I'm not a big platformer. But if you stick Mario Kart in, I will play that all day. Especially on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Love that version. Great game. In fact, the only reason I would consider buying a Switch right now is to play their new Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Which is, yes, it's an upgrade of a two-year-old game, but apparently a really good upgrade. So.
Well, I played the Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U, and it's a good game.
Yeah. Well, they apparently fixed the battle mode, made it better, and added some additional characters, added some stuff, and apparently it's getting much better reviews than the original Mario Kart 8. But Mario Kart 8 was already a well-reviewed game, so going from an 8 to a 9.5,
I'm not sure it's worth the money.
I would pay it, but I didn't have a Wii U, so I almost bought a Wii U, but then I came to my senses. Now, before we end, though, I would like to mention one game myself, and that would be the Burnout series.
Oh, yeah.
I like racing games, but a racing game where I can knock my opponents off a cliff, so much better. I did get into that on the PlayStation 2, and I don't consider that really a retro system.
At least not yet.
It's only two generations back, really. 2.5 generations. But still, it's well over 10 years old, though. It's more like 15. But that goes back to the GameCube and the original Burnout and Burnout 2. Great games. Then they just got better over time, just like you're saying with, you know, mm-hmm. the Mario series. And you could say that to some degree with other major series like Sonic the Hedgehog. Not always a hit with some of theirs.
Well, some of the things they tried to implement just didn't work.
Shadow.
Yeah, well, more than that.
Why does a hedgehog have a gun? But they had more hits than misses, I would say.
Well, it's because this is also when there wasn't a lot of selection.
True. There were
a lot of, you know, for kids, there wasn't a lot of good games. So you stuck with the titles that you knew.
True, true.
You know, nobody wants to try out, you know, like, what was it, Jax and Daxter or something like that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Or that. There were several other, you know, characters along the same line of gameplay
mm-hmm.
that Banjo you knew nothing Kazooie, about.
That sort
yeah,
of thing.
It's like
yeah.
the Tasmanian devil or guy. I can't remember his name. But anyway.
Oh, Jersey Devil. I hate Jersey
Devil. No, there was a game called Taz, and he was a Tasmanian devil.
Oh, okay.
But it's neither here nor there. It's just they stuck with what they knew.
Mm-hmm.
So when a new iteration came out, they bought it. Doesn't mean it's good.
Well, yeah, but some of them were, for the some Sonic of them were the Hedgehog, fine. Were pretty good. Anyway, that's probably enough. Till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baeolus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.